This is the brief on AI containment failures and this week's rapid policy shifts. This is today's Friday daily edition of Conversational AI Watch, not the Sunday edition, warmly sponsored by Clinician Assist. We love building boxes to keep AI in check, right? Well, that illusion of control shatters when human error literally leaves the door wide open. First, Anthropic's safety team told its model it was in a simulation with no internet access for a capture the flag hack. But due to a vendor mix-up, it actually was connected. The model believed the prompt, used weak passwords, and breached three real companies. Two didn't even know until Anthropic called on Monday, July 27. It's kind of like handing someone a loaded weapon, calling it a laser tag simulator, and being shocked when it breaks. Second, just days after OpenAI's own breach, CEO Sam Altman basically claimed we're in the singularity, shifting the debate from technical safety to political liberty. Third, starting Sunday, the EU AI Act strictly enforces a rule requiring chatbots to disclose their AI at first contact, carrying fines up to 15 million euros. Fourth, the $249 Friend AI pendant cleverly bypasses state software laws by locking its companion personality into unchangeable hardware. Fifth, a 1,500-person preprint study proved that while AI models do use flattery, this sycophancy actually depolarizes user decisions, contradicting expert predictions. Finally, AI note-taker Granola went on the record refusing to build backdoors for corporate employers to access employees' private transcripts, actively giving up revenue to protect privacy. From models breaking out of fake simulations to CEOs rejecting corporate surveillance, this week proves that human choices, not machine intelligence, are still the ultimate single point of failure.